Support for WPR comes from Isthmus Partners, an asset management firm providing comprehensive financial planning and tailored investment solutions for long-term growth and capital preservation. More at isthmuspartnersllc.com. Support for WPR comes from Viterbo University, offering online bachelor completion programs, including business, education, nursing, and more. Information is available at viterbo.edu/completion.
This hour, we're exploring the art of television. And it's not just critics and fans who think something's different in TV land. Lori Moore is one of America's literary stars. A lot of people consider her one of the greatest living masters of the short story. And she not only watches TV, she thinks it's our newest literary form. And she's been saying so in print.
How I started writing about television is rather fluky. I mostly have done book reviews for the New York Review of Books, but I had heard so much about The Wire, and then I sat down one summer and just watched it all, and it was amazing to me. I didn't watch it when it was on. I mean, I couldn't stop. It was a little bit of a binge. But that's how one reads a novel. And so it has that, you know, resemblance to a novel in that way as well, the experience of it, not just the depth of the story itself, but also the nature of how a viewer goes about experiencing the narrative. So at any rate, I watched this, and then I wanted to read what other people had written about The Wire. And I went online, and I went to The New Yorker. Nothing. The New Yorker had not written a thing. I went to The New York Times. They had written a tiny little inch-long thing. I went to The New York Review of Books. Nothing. But the London cultural press was all over The Wire. The London Review of Books and the London Times had written about it. So I said to Bob Silvers, I said, "You want a piece on The Wire? I know it's kind of years late, but you've never, you know, published anything." And he's very open, lovely man. And he said, "Sure."
Let me understand you. Every Friday night, you and your boys will shoot crap, right? And every Friday night, your pal Snot Boogie, he'd wait till there was cash on the ground, then you'd grab the money and run away? You let him do that?
I mean, we'll catch him and beat his ass, but ain't nobody never go past that.
I gotta ask you, if every time Snot Boogie would grab the money and run away, why'd you even let him in the game?
What?
If Snot Boogie always stole the money, why'd you let him play?
Got to. This America, man.
Now, the quality of the acting is enormous. These actors right now, the depth of talent is just extraordinary. The slowness with which one is able to film and the leisureliness with which an actor can sort of interpret a particular moment is new. So these new dramas, and a lot of them are, you know, they're police procedurals, so they're following in the footsteps of other police procedurals, but they're going more slowly. And if you give a director and a cast and a bunch of screenwriters a lot of space and you say, you don't have to stop for a commercial every 5 minutes, you don't have to stop at all, then you're in a beautiful place that's even better than making a film. And so you have these novelistic television series.
Yo, why y'all playing checkers on the chessboard?
See this? This the kingpin, all right? And he the man. Now the king, he move one space any direction he damn choose, because he's the king. But he ain't got no hustle. But the rest of these motherfuckers on the team, they got his back. And you see this? This the queen. She smart, she fierce. She move any way she want, as far as she want. And this over here is the castle. Like the stash. These are the pawns. They like the soldiers. They move like this, one space forward only. And they like the front lines. They be out in the field.
So how do you get to be the king?
It ain't like that. See, the king, stay the king.
I don't think that one needs to replace the other. There is a way in which when you read and come in contact with a single mine that is working very hard to burn its story onto a page. The solitude of it, the speaking of just one person to another, that will always be unique. But as collaborative art forms go, this long-form narrative cable storytelling has gotten very good.
Teddy told me that in Greek, nostalgia literally means the pain from an old wound. It's a twinge in your heart, far more powerful than memory alone. This device isn't a spaceship. It's a time machine. It takes us to a place where we ache to go again. It's not called the wheel. It's called the carousel.
And that was from Mad Men, currently in its final season on AMC. Lauren Moore's most recent book of short stories is called Bark, and we posted links to her essays about The Wire and other TV dramas on our website at ttbook.org.